Today, the Center for Medical Progress, the videos behind the scenes, what's really taking place at these abortion clinics where they're selling body parts. You're going to see the video in full. We've been praying that God would end abortion and send revival. Today, we're going to talk about it right now.
Another level about to happen.
Not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
I mean, people are being evacuated from attics in areas never flooded before.
Or how could that happen in Boston? How could this happen?
We have to watch what the right hand's doing when they're probably we're trying to be distracted by the left hand. There's one thing our president said. He said that the Middle East needs to be organized.
And I consider it part of my responsibility as president of the United States to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they appear.
I can promise you one more thing. Even if Israel has to stand alone, Israel will stand.
Nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists cross into the United States of America.
We already know the news. We're trying to change it. The news is if we don't repent, this storm is coming and it's going to bring great devastation. We are going to suffer hugely if we don't turn.
We're being organized according to the Alinsky tactics that were taught by our president for 4 years and practiced in his life, but he taught them for 4 years.
Now, Dr. King was saying from the platform of being a Christian, you know, who I believe would be an apostle.
I have a dream. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
And I'd like to repent on behalf of the law enforcement.
We receive your repentance in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, but we can turn back to God. We can say, Lord, here we are. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, it only takes seconds for things to happen that could take decades and generations to get over.
It's going to be a day like no other day. But when all is said and done, God will reclaim Israel and God will pour out his grace and his mercy even upon the United States of America.
God is about to give us mega grace. And the mega grace will produce mega power.
And God spoke to me. He said, not just United States. Again, there's going to be another greater movement of God's Spirit.
I mean, I believe the best days, you know, for the church is ahead.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain. Arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world. It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the word and understand we need to build for 1,000 years.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a little while is John Ramos. For 3 years, I want to warn you, it's parental guidance suggested for today because graphic videos are going to be shown of what's taking place and reportedly in abortion clinics all over America, but definitely the ones that we're reporting there, so where they're selling baby parts. We've been praying for 3 years, and many's been praying for many years, to be able to end abortion in America and send revival. And it's like a decision is being placed before us in America, before the church in America. I mean, three major decisions when you think about it. The first is, and they all have to do with choose life or choose death, choose blessing or choose cursing. The first one is with Israel. Israel and this nuclear deal with that our president and Secretary of State, John Kerry, signed, and they're pushing it. And just yesterday, on August the 5th, our president says very specifically at American University in Washington, D.C., that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is wrong. We'll be talking more about that in the future. But this is a choice. Our Congress is going to be voting soon, but the Lord, I believe, is looking for us, the church, to stand up and say, dear God, this is wrong. We don't want to partner with the enemies of Israel who say they want to push Israel into the sea. We don't want to, this is a choice that we have. It's life or death. You know, you choose death by choosing to partner with the enemies of God, the enemies of Israel, or choose life and stand with God, stand with Israel. The second choice is life and death. You have ISIS. You know, ISIS is throughout the Middle East and in different areas, but it's a spirit this radical Islamic jihadists in different forms and fashions. But what they're saying, what they say is they believe in a radical belief of the Quran that says that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. They're anti-Jesus Christ as the Son of God beliefs, and they believe he's a prophet but not the Son of God, even that he has to come back and repent. And so choosing not to deal with ISIS is choosing death. You see the death that's taking place across the world right now, but it's us, it's the people, it's the church that needs to stand up and say, before God, God, we don't want this. We want ISIS to end. And the reports are, as we'll be talking about in the next couple programs, that this is coming to America. And it's going to be way worse unless we repent. And the third choice is today what we're talking about. You know, before us, we're seeing abortion. It's been legal in America since 1973 with Roe versus Wade. And this is, we're finding out that they have been selling, after they kill the baby in the mother's womb, some reportedly against the mother's even knowledge, they would take the body and disassemble the baby, cut the baby up or disassemble the baby's body, and they would sell the parts off to make money for Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, by the way, who former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says, I proudly stand with Planned Parenthood. Our president's a big supporter of Planned Parenthood, but how could we support so evil? But it's not them, it's us as the church. What are we going to do? Are we going to stand up before God and say, we're not for this? I want you to take a look right here at this image that you're going to see. It's a horrific image, but this is a company that's working with Planned Parenthood, and this is a baby. You can see the baby's hand right here in this particular dish. I don't know if you can come back to this screen right here to the camera four so they can see it. You're looking at a baby's hand, baby's feet, heart. I mean, this is just amazing what's taking place. And they're selling, they're discussing the selling of this baby. And while this is going on, Hillary Clinton, the former Secretary of State, saying, I proudly stand with Planned Parenthood. As a matter of fact, I want you to brace yourself. This is definitely a graphic video, but it is what's taking place reportedly with Planned Parenthood. By the way, your tax dollars, $500 million, half a billion dollars of our tax money is going to be able to fund, I believe, 40% of what's taking place in these clinics. Take a look at this.
It's not a fee. It's actually just the cost of transmitting this material. There are no financial benefits.
Absolutely.
And we're happy. Look, we look forward to the facts coming out.
The per item thing works a little better just because we can see how much we can get out of it. Because if you have someone in a really anti-state that's going to be doing this for you, they're probably going to get caught. Up to 25 patients a day. Obviously not all in the gestational age that you're interested in. But you want mostly over 14s?
Yeah. You can kind of play with that lower range, I think, if the specimens are coming out more intact. I guess we'll kind of get a first-hand look at that today, later on. How many procedures are scheduled?
Can I interrupt right there when you're talking about an intact specimen? So how many of those do you see?
An intact specimen?
Yeah, within. So what's your volume in on an average Tuesday?
With just second tries?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be 5. So anywhere as low as 3 up to 7.
Okay. All right. And so intact?
So we do basically DNEs. Intact is probably less than 10%.
Less than 10%.
Sometimes, you know, if someone delivers before we are able to see them for procedure, then we are intact.
But you'll never know.
That's not what we go for.
Yeah.
We try for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, if we get
If someone delivers before we are able to see them for procedure, then we are intact.
Uh-huh.
So obviously we want product that we can use.
Yep.
That's, and...
I think that's probably the biggest thing is that we want to avoid paying for material that we're not going to be able to process and use and send to researchers. So if there's, you know, we certainly see a difference between, it makes a big difference to us if there's a case that is, you know, so mangled we can't even get like a shred of, you know, piece of liver out of it versus something that we can get, you know, we can get liver, thymus, pancreas, and neural tissue.
So
obviously that second case is a lot more... Sorry, no, I didn't mean
so
to.
So compensation could be specific to the specimen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think then we would just, I mean, I think for us, we would need criteria.
Yeah, clear criteria.
For what makes something
usable or not.
Okay.
Right.
And even if you have pictures, because I think some of it is visual, at least at this level.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because we're not able to, we're not looking at things under the microscope to be able to see if whether it's usable or not.
Right.
So this is going to be naked eye. Determination, and so those kinds of things of what you're looking for. Obviously, you'd get trained. I don't know if I've ever seen a thymus, but maybe I haven't. I don't know. I know I've seen livers, I've seen stomachs, I've seen plenty of neural tissue. We usually, you can see the whole brain usually come out.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you get to 17, 18 weeks, because we do some of those, and that's when you're doing a lot more of the DNA, and you might get larger.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we have to do a little bit of training with the providers on making sure they didn't crush or... We're able to.
So it's a matter of just training, it sounds like, to a provider.
I think so. I mean, it's hard to know how their specimens come out right now because it's not like we've ever been looking.
It's not your.
We haven't been looking. So it's, we have to kind of see the baseline of how things are getting extracted now and then see if we could do any work with them to maybe be a little bit more gentle.
Right.
So I feel like if you're talking to other Planned Parents, we sort of all have to be on the same page, right? Almost to the point where we have to disclose to each other that we're all doing this, so if anyone gets called out or runs with it, that we're all like, oh, I didn't know you were doing this, oh, I'm doing this too, oh, you know, we have to be, I think we have to be coordinated with
To keep the story straight.
Yes. Well, and to make sure that we're all saying the same thing,
right?
And that the CEOs are all saying the same thing.
Right. I think the resistance that I have felt is for people that, yes, they want to do it, but they don't understand that doing it right can be easy just with getting the attorneys on board, having, I mean, we all know that, for example, compensation. I want to come in and pay you top dollar for because I know what you're going to be facing and I want you to be happy. I want to make sure our suppliers are happy. So compensation, okay, your cost is... negligent, so it could look like we're paying you for specimens, so let's talk about it correctly. We all know that, yes, that's what we're doing.
Processing and time. And
exactly.
Yeah.
So, yes, I am paying you, but how we're talking about it out there in the public square.
Are the other Planned Parenthoods doing this through research, or are they just doing it as a standalone contract?
Right.
Because... even though we're doing it through research, if it comes out that someone else is just doing it as a business sort of venture, it's a different spin on it.
So how could you imagine that being handled if that is...
We'd have to, that's where, I mean, I'd have to talk to Deb and see who else was involved and get us all together. I think Deb could probably spearhead something, so it'd sort of be on the tail end of your conversations where you actually have contracts in place.
Are you talking about Deb Nicotola or Deb Vanderhey? Deb Nicotola. Because, so I feel like she has said before that they decided at National that research was overkill for tissue procurement because it's not really research, it's just collecting tissue,
so there's no standing. Putting it under the research gives us a little bit of a little overhang sort of over the whole thing.
It makes it look better.
Yeah. I mean, publicly, I think it makes a lot more sense for it to be in the research vein than as a...
Right. It's how we talk about it.
Yeah.
It's how we talk about it.
So even though they don't want to do it, and I may need to call research and Deb and just kind of shake this out because I do want the other Planned Parents, I want us all to be making the same decision. So if we all decide that we're going to do it outside of research, then
we do it outside of research, but if we all decide we're going to do it under research, that we have a different path, that we know that we're all registering and doing the same thing. Again, it's just that cohesive bond.
So you really think there should almost be a national policy and protocol for how Planned Parenthood affiliates do tissue prenatal?
We can't, just because we're all so different.
Oh.
But we have to know who else is doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have someone in a really anti-state that's going to be doing this for you, they're probably going to get caught.
How confident are you with your attorneys, the work that you're seeing? They're building many layers so that they are making it difficult.
He's got it figured out that he knows that even if, because we talked to him in the beginning, we were like, we don't want to get called on selling fetal parts.
Mm-hmm. Neither do we.
You know, like, no one wants to get
right. So how do we protect
ourselves from that?
And you feel confident that they're building those layers? And
I'm confident that our legal will make sure that we are not put in that situation.
Was that crack? Was that just the little bits of the skull?
Mm-hmm. I just want to see one leg, a foot.
That's
the heart.
I think so. Right?
Yeah.
Here's the heart.
Everyone's going to get in on it.
My fingers will smush it if I try to.
You're trying to pick it up.
The heart is right there.
You found heart over there.
So would you call that intact?
These are intact kidneys, okay. Yes. So somebody needed...
Because if I looked at that, I'd be like, that's good to go.
Oh, yeah.
I've had 21.
Yeah. Yeah.
5 stars.
There was like 3 or 4 samples we could have taken out of the 11.6, so that would be, you know, if we were doing like, 50 to 75 per specimen, that would be like 200, 300, right? And we'd be comfortable with that. But like, so it's like stuff like this, like we don't want to do like just a flat fee of like 200 and then... Yeah, it's like
no, and I think the per item thing works a little better just because we can see how much we can get out of it. So what do they want brain? What do they do with it?
Yeah, no. So brain, what you can do is with brain they
do you do stuff with eyeballs?
Oh yeah. Although eyeballs, they generally want more developed than this. And the cowl, there was brain. In here.
We
got blasted out with the water.
Well, a lot of times, especially with the second tries, is we won't even put water because it's so big, you can just put your hand in there and pick out
right, and just pick it up.
So I don't think it would be as war-torn.
Yeah. War-torn. Oh, dear.
Well, look, here's some organs for you. They're all attached. Here's the stomach. Oops, sorry. They're both of you. A heart, the stomach, a heart, a new kidney, an adrenal. I don't know what else is in there. Tiny.
Arms. I don't see the legs. Did you see any legs?
I don't really look, but.
There you go. Yep. We got all of them right there.
And another boy! Another boy!
Another boy. This is the most evil. This alleged undercover investigation by the Center for Medical Progress. It's just, look what they're uncovering. They're taking the baby's kilt baby in the womb, which they call aborted, and they begin to talk about, they say this is not a baby, they would say on the streets when they're marching or when they're in Congress, but they're talking about brains, eyes, livers, you're seeing legs. I mean, imagine what God is thinking about us in America with over, 70 million reported abortions since 1973, something like that, where this has happened and the variants of this. And it's like, God's going to hold us accountable for this. But yet at the very same time, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton just said, I proudly stand with this organization, Planned Parenthood. And this was just said, too, the deep-seated religious beliefs need to be changed. What, life? That we care for life? Take a look at what she said.
And deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed.
This is not the world's problem. This is not Washington's problem. This is our problem. God, the people who say that they follow the Lord, will we repent? Will we say this is wrong? This is a government by the people and for the people. We say what we want our leaders to do in D.C. Are you standing up for righteousness, standing up for life? We're going to talk more, including another investigative video by this organization. We get back from the break. Join us.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And can you move your arm now?
Jesus went around and he healed all. So all means all. It doesn't mean some.
There you go.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is a tragic program, but it is, you know, we've been praying for quite some time. And, you know, we picked up a baton that International House of Prayer in Kansas City have been praying for quite some time. You know, dear God, end abortion, send revival. And for so long, you know, the church just kind of sat quietly by and just said, you know, the murdering of unborn children is, and you got to catch our future programs because you're going to be hearing very specific things, you know, where some of the senators, you know, one senator, she said, you know, we're not going back. I mean, what does going back mean? Does that mean actually not killing children? I mean, that's not bad. That's a good go back.
To think this has been happening now for 40 plus years.
Yes.
Countless millions.
Legally. Legally. An immoral law was passed. And if you haven't seen the program based on law versus morality, you need to see it. I was just watching on Fox News last night, John, where they were talking about, they were discussing candidates that are running for office. And one of the particular ladies said, well, you know, I think this particular candidate's too religious. And another particular person who was there, like gauging the whoever.
Right.
And he says, I think we need somebody with some morals and leadership.
Hello.
But she comes back and says, oh, no, no, no. I like the idea of morals. We like that. But in regards to, the, you know, your faith, bringing your faith up. And it's like, there is no morals outside of God. The very morality is, you know, God's law. I mean, that's what that is.
Right.
There is no morality without God. As you can tell, the more people push God out of the ring, the more immoral we all become. And so look at this, right? This is a 16-week baby. And you just saw, I mean, you're looking right here, I believe. This is a 16-week baby that you're looking at right here. I don't know if you can see it, but they're talking about taking this baby, and you just saw this baby in a Petri dish as they're discussing, you know, line this. As a matter of, this is a program. We've got a video coming up to you in just a moment talking about, you know, that this is a the parts of this child is a line item, you know, on their invoicing procedure, basically of a money making component of the Planned Parenthood. And, you know, instead of selling the whole baby that was just killed in the mother's womb, that they, you know, they can sell the parts of the baby. As we just saw them going through that, we have to understand. And I know that, you know, if in fact that you have, you know, fallen to this, like Shepherd, what was the lady's name on The View?
Sherry Shepherd.
Sherry Shepherd. She says, you know, she went into this thing. I don't know if we have that segment. Do we have that segment on Sherry? Sherry's segment. But, you know, she came in at 17 and they just kind of pushed her through to the abortion. So she wasn't all
after
engaged.
After she was having second thoughts.
Yes, yes. And so I want to say, you know, you know, looking at this is going to be, you know, horrific. But understand, if you face this, if you face it now and just go, yes, and it was wrong and it was, you know, murder, God forgives murder.
Believe it or not.
He forgives it. I mean, read about David when David, you know, killed Uzzah and took Uzzah's wife. And he's going, you know, God's been crushing my bones. And there's a lot of people right now that your bones have just been you know, feels like they've been crushed because you're trying to live with, like Shepard said, it's been really bugging, not bugging her, but just hard on her for years. And, yeah, and just listen to her. I mean, she says it just like it is, and she's being questioned by Whoopi Goldberg, and Whoopi Goldberg's saying, like, well, who's the one that did you go to? And she says, I went to Planned Parenthood. Listen to this Shepard.
Sherry Shepard.
Sherry Shepard with The View.
There are teenage girls out here. Mm-hmm. There are teenage girls out here who, I have to speak to that because I was one of them, who it wasn't a thing of where I didn't think of, oh, I can't feed this baby. I don't have enough money.
Know, did anybody teach you?
I was a teenager. It was just like,
who helped you? Where did you go to get help to talk about what had happened?
I went to Planned Parenthood, and they actually were encouraging me to have the abortion. Even when I had second thoughts, I was 17. And I said, I got second thoughts, but they were trying to rush me in there to have the abortion.
I have to say, Sherry, I don't know who you went to, but I'll tell you.
Planned Parenthood. That's not what
I'm saying.
I don't know who you went to, Whoopi Goldberg. She says, I went to Planned Parenthood.
Hello.
You know, and she's just being honest, you know, and she, and Paul, David said, you know, though my bones are crushed, he said, Lord, if you'll cleanse me with hyssop, if you'll renew me, if you'll forgive me, I'll teach other people your way so they won't do this, basically. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the biggest thing that qualifies you to be able to help others that you, like us, have been forgiven.
Oh, yeah.
And that your authority just cranks up a notch. The enemy tells you if you just confront it for what it is, and it's just you're going to be destroyed. But the reality is it's destroying you not confronting it.
Mm.
And you'll be the most authoritative voice like David was. And David, God cleansed him. He said, I'll receive your forgiveness. I cleansed you. And David began to teach other people his ways. And with that, that's where Jesus comes from, the lineage of David. Mm. This is not about perfection. You know, we've been fooled. We've been duped. And yes, I forget the senator's name, but we'll have her coming up in the future program. We do want to go back if it means go back to where we don't kill our children. We're going to show another undercover investigation allegedly taking place that the Center for Medical Progress put together. It's just going to break your heart. They're talking about aborted babies' body parts as line items on Planned Parenthood's profit line. Join us, sadly, after the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can the military deny a service member a grant for religious beliefs? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I was denied a grant by the Navy and Marine Corps Relief Society because I tithe on our paycheck. And I just wonder if that's being in violation of my rights or whatnot.
You know, this came up in the bankruptcy context where they were saying once a bankruptcy was filed that people could no longer tithe. And I will tell you, the courts uniformly across the board said, no, you can't tell people they can't participate in the religious organizations that they want to support as long as it's at a reasonable level and these kind of things. So the fact is, you really should not have that as a basis for disqualification for a government aid program of some type. So I want to encourage you to get in touch with our legal department here at the ACLJ and see if we can get you some help on this.
To listen to Law and Justice or learn how to subscribe to one of our podcasts, visit us online at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
This is VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. Light meaning the light of the world, not light like easy. We're doing that so that you can actually not be a part of that. Listening to VFN Radio may be your only light.
Mm-hmm.
It may be your only opportunity during a day that every news broadcast, every radio broadcast, every conversation is just dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's doubtful. It's this Hitler-like type conversations or mm-hmm. Aryan-type conversations or Iranian or Muslim-type conversations or political, which is type conversations. Or you could listen to VFN Radio. And you're able to hear what's taking place, but then you can hear what God's word says about it, and you can get a perspective, and you go, hey, I can know things without being terrified. I can. Mm-hmm. God has prepared me during this day to have a peace in the midst of whatever's going on. There's going to be a great harvest. We're believing and praying that God would bring a third great awakening to America, and a great awakening changes the DNA of the nation. They said Hitler's goal was to de-Christianize the church. And they wanted to infiltrate it with political people.
And what do we have today? We have people who are very politically connected and into some different political parties, and they like the whole scheme of the thing. And they're coming into the churches, and they're trying to de-Christianize it and make it more of a social justice movement. And that's what's taking place right now. Listen, I know this firsthand. And as a community organizer, I saw in my history, my past, that the church was being infiltrated by men and women who weren't Christians. Mm-hmm. And the church was just letting them come in to do social justice movements. You got to hear that. We have to understand this. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. VFN Radio gives you that knowledge and that wisdom and that light.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
This is going to be a graphic, content that you're about to see, but this is what's being undercover. This was filmed in America. This is not some third world country. I just want to give you that warning right now, but take a look at this. I was going to show you a full video, but this is an image from that video. You're looking here at a Petri dish. And if y'all can pull in closer there to look at this is body parts. This is a hand, from a child, as you can see right here. Pull it in closer so they can see this. I want you to see this is what they're talking about. As you're pulling out parts of bodies and they're making these line items on their profit sheets. Mm. God's gonna hold us accountable, but we can repent. God is a merciful God. Take a look at the Center for Medical Progress alleged investigation of what's taking place with Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood makes zero profit on any fetal tissue donations.
You are reimbursed for what costs?
Simply costs of preservation, transfer,
If we alter our process, mm-hmm. and we are able to obtain intact fetal cadavers, it's all just a matter of line items. Mm-hmm.
That would be $100 per specimen. 50 specimens per day would be $5,000 per day that Planned Parenthood was collecting from fetal tissue. Extrapolate that, $120,000 per month. That is certainly not recouping cost.
In terms of areas that I can contribute to the organization, both locally and nationally, is diversification of revenue streams. Well, so under the scope of where we probably have an edge over other organizations, mm-hmm. Our organization has been doing research for many, many, many years. And we've had studies in which the company, or in the case of the investigator, has a specific need for a certain portion of the mm-hmm. products of conception, mm-hmm. and we bake that into our contract and our protocol that we follow this. So we deviate from our standard in order to do that. Mm-hmm. Telling you this so then we can get creative about when and where and under what conditions can we interject something that is specific to the tissue procurement needs.
Yeah. Sorry. That goes to my perfect for my next. Can you get creative? Can mm-hmm. you alter if we say we need a liver?
No, or not just liver, thymus, but let's say neural tissue is very difficult because
could you adjust the procedure if you knew, okay, mm-hmm. they need high volume of this, mm-hmm. Could you match that and
18 to 22 week mm-hmm. neural specimens, both hemispheres intact. Yes.
Yeah. You could do that.
Yeah, okay. I think we can. I mean, some of it is really outside. Some of it will be happenstance mm-hmm. Because, sometimes as the procedure is happening, the procedure itself for the removal is generally standardized. I'm saying generally loosely. Generally standardized. And so just depending on the patient's anatomy, how many weeks, mm-hmm. where it's placed in the uterus, we're going to potentially be able to have some that will be more or less intact, and then some that will not be.
Right.
So, and we, but it's something that we can look at exploring how we can make that happen, so we have a higher chance. It'll probably also require a little bit of input from the doctors, because the doctors are the ones asking directly, doing that, and you know, when it matters, you know, in the cases of when it's mattered, and the physicians also need an intact specimen, they can make it happen.
Right.
So we just need to figure out how that we can do this, you know, under you know, our project needs.
Right. How many providers practice in the second trimester?
Oh gosh, that's a good question. Everybody that is here does.
And really, specifically, the later than 16-week cases, I guess.
I'm going to say that we have six.
Six providers that, that go beyond 16 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, and that's something we'll have to discuss, you know, with the docs and see how they can do it. Because some of our doctors in the past have projects, and they're collecting the specimens, so they do it in a way that they get the best specimens. So I know it can happen.
The doctors were also doing research. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
Very good. I'm more on the business end of it.
Yeah.
I know that just going with the history of what's happened and wanting to not have that happen again. So we have, for specific specimens, the compensation would be higher because we know you're going to run into problems.
There's going to be more.
How do we frame that so that that's, that we're not saying we're giving a higher...
We can work it out in the context of, obviously, the procedure itself is more complicated, so that anything that we integrate into that procedure without having you cover the procedural cost is going to be higher, anything of a higher gestational age, there's more opportunity for complication, there's more administrative time involved. Sometimes the procedures are longer. So then anything that we piggyback onto that for collection purposes, obviously, you know, would have to reflect that additional time cost, administrative burden.
So that our compensation that's higher to you for our specific specimen intact could be built into
And that's
into
something that.
That
getting more information about it, you know, as intact as you need, how we're going to do that. Then from there, getting... When I'm working with our clinical trials and all of our specimen collection, additional specimen collection needs, I'm pretty bullish about getting as much information as I can prior to budgeting.
Well, that your financial background, I think that's what you can see the benefit of this financially, just having that background and seeing that there.
Provider is needing to change the technique a little bit, and I know I'm going against my side of this, but I'm okay with I want you to be paid per specimen and rather than here just ship this off. This is what we're looking for, and if you can do that and it compensates you and financially that's helping you to grow your clinic, I'm willing to do that.
And so if we alter our process and we are able to obtain intact fetal cadavers, then we can make it part of the budget, that any dissections are this, and splitting the specimens into different shipments is this. I mean, that's, it's all just a matter of line items.
Mm-hmm. And so what are they? Are they requesting just liver or liver thymus? Liver thymus longa?
Everything. CNS, brain, kidney, thymus, liver, spleen, femur, bone marrow, hematopoietic stem cells from 14 to 22 weeks of gestation.
They're going to engraft all of those or just the hematopoietic? Percent objectives.
And they want it up to 22 weeks?
Yeah, including CNS, brain. Wow, they want everything. See, so that's the thing. So for a study like that, if we could provide, you know, just a whole cadaver, and then they can take exactly what they want with the full quality, you know, and everything, that is actually going to be ideal for them.
Well, it would make me very happy for us to finish up what we need to do, and I can put you in contact.
Yeah. And their range is 14 to 22 weeks, is what they're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, and I was wrong. They want 120.
120. This is huge. Are there any fresh specimens from today that we can still look at, or?
We had a really long day, and they're all mixed up together in a bag. Yet if I would have known 10 minutes ago, I would have saved something.
Yeah,
you know what? I mean, it's not like we need something today, but if we could get a visual today of it, that would be a good thing. Is that possible?
Let me see. Really? That one's probably frozen.
Yeah. What we're looking for is like a visual baseline of like intactness and everything, and
how
that,
much,
just
how
so that we know like
intact they are.
Right.
Yes.
So like on a typical day, like kind of what that looks like, and then
it varies
sort of,
like based on gestation. Sometimes they come out really attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do?
You're not gonna see nothing intact today, because the way we collect the tissue, it all gets collected into one container.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Is it cremation?
What was the latest case that you did today?
The latest case we did today was a 5 week and 3 days. No. It was a 20. Oh, I know what you mean.
Right.
The 20 station name. And that was one of the very first ones. So I'm assuming that one could almost be frozen.
So we're oftentimes looking for liver and thymus are two of the most in demand.
Yes.
Excellent.
All right.
You know, this. John, can you help me out? I think this is lung, right?
Yes,
this is kidney.
Correct.
Yeah, these are lungs, because that's the trachea in the middle there.
Yes.
So the intestines are here. See?
Yeah.
This comes out, like I said, the organs come out really, really well.
Right.
All the intestines are pretty much almost like.
And this is a big kind of placenta right here.
Yes.
Do you ever see thymus?
In the this case is really normal. Whenever we do like the 20, 22 weekers, we do.
Uh-huh.
You get a lot better.
But it's difficult to find thymus at this gestation.
Yeah.
What is the age of this?
This patient was like 18 weeks, I think.
Is this? Right. This is limb. Okay.
Yeah,
okay. And this is like scapula.
Yeah. That. The other thing that plays a tremendous part in this all is the dilation.
Exactly.
That you've obtained.
Exactly.
And also, how cooperative the patient is during the procedure.
Oh, really? Are they under conscious sedation?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of conscious sedation, but there's also times where it's just you've pretty much maxed out and.
Mm-hmm.
There's tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
So
sometimes it's a little bit more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's easier to not do so many passes.
Mm-hmm.
So it just really varies. And like I said, a lot of it does depend on the dilation that was obtained.
and like our all of our procedures over 20 weeks actually go through a two-stage dilation process. So I'm usually like the cervix is like for this procedure, cervix easily like at 3 centimeters. What we do in the OR is that we lay them out to account for everything before it kind of gets put back in the basin and just like sealed up and packaged up. Because we actually do a lot of collections for sexual assault cases. Kind of, you know, with that it's different. It's like some placenta and a long bone. But it's still very, you know, it's very cleaned up. So it's different than this as well. So.
These orbits are good too, because at this stage you start to get the retinal pigment epithelium,
yes,
which is in the back, which is, you've collected that before.
So all the orbits are so easy, like 95%.
They're easy to find too, even in the early gestation, because you're just looking for the...
Yeah, they come out like firmer a month, you know, because it whittles down some. Is that a Bible number for you?
How many per month? Or the gestational age? 14 to 16?
No, from like 16 to 22.
There's how many per...
40
yeah.
to 50 easy.
Per month?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, a little family planning fellowship at Columbia, the active researcher. Mm-hmm. So she's very well versed in what she needs to do. Mm-hmm.
To just... change up just a little bit. Okay.
They've already talked with PPFA, done hepatola, and up there, and because fetal tissue donation varies so much state by state, PPFA is moving away from a standardized policy.
Yeah, so once I attended the patient service day, and Chris and Flood did talk about fetal collection and stuff like that, so
Huh, very interesting. Remember when I first got here and it was, you have to have this form. It has to be like this.
We had to have this particular consent form, very specific, but yeah, no, that's what Christian was saying.
Hmm. Interesting.
Because they're encouraging more participation, but they don't want to get too, does that make sense?
Interesting. Okay, cool. And any idea why the other affiliates in Texas think it's illegal?
Want to see some more?
We're not going back. We're going to fight back. I'm proud to stand with Planned Parenthood.
One in five women in America is a Planned Parenthood patient at least once in her life. I want to say to my Republican colleagues, the year is 2015, not 1955 and not 1895. Women have lived through a world where backward-looking ideologues tried to interfere with the basic health decisions made by a woman and her doctor. And we are not going back. Not now, not ever. I stand with Planned Parenthood.
And deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I command blind eyes.
What about 5 years ago, I got shot.
Ministry is valuable not only in the sense that it's alleviating suffering throughout the world, but more importantly, it is awakening people that if God is capable of working miraculously in this physical body, how much more capable is He of working miraculously to my spirit and saving me for eternity?
The doctor said that you had a torn rotator cuff. So show me what you couldn't do 5 minutes ago. And can you move your arm now?
Oh my. Jesus went around and He healed all. So all means all. It doesn't mean some. It doesn't mean, no, only a couple. He said all.
Okay, go now. Okay, now move around. Tell me how you feel. Muscle, tendons, ligaments, and bones be reattached now in Jesus' name.
This is a tragedy that we're seeing take place right now, and but it's not being uncovered. It's something that's been going on behind closed doors, and what our Congress has been funding, I guess at a rate reportedly now of $500 million, and of all the gods, the false gods that God hated the most was the particular god named Moloch. And the reason why is they would sacrifice their children. They would sacrifice their children. There's something in their belief system that they thought they could sacrifice and have their child, you know, killed and murdered, then their life would be better. You know, and you think at the time that Moses was born, the deliverer was born, you know, the enemy went immediately trying to kill all the children, trying to find the deliverer. And then you look at the time when Jesus was born, you had King Herod go around, try to kill all the children, trying to kill Jesus, trying to find Jesus. And what you're seeing right now, that because of technology, it's going all the way into the development of a baby and behind the closed doors of a mother's womb and killing the baby in the womb. And now this is how evil it is. It opened the door to all of a sudden now, even if the baby is born fully whole, you know, I guess killed in the womb, delivered whole, they use the word intact, but it's a whole baby, they're saying we can actually disperse its parts. We can actually cut it up or, you know, whatever, how they disassemble it and send it around. I mean, this is a tragedy. Know this, that, you know, Jesus came to bring life, not death. It's Satan who came to kill, steal, and destroy. I want to pray right now. Let's pray. Be in agreement. Let's ask God, you know, to end abortion and to send revival, send a third great awakening. Father God, we just cry out to you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and we say, Lord, we're sorry for the murder. We're sorry for the 70-plus million children that have been killed in their mother's womb. We're sorry, Lord, for following these false gods and sacrificing our children for our own personal convenience because we thought that it would inconvenience our lives. And the murder of abortion, God, forgive America, Lord. We ask you, Lord, even now, Lord, as you're uncovering what's been taking place, awaken the hearts of your church, awaken the hearts of all of us in America to say, you know, we're for life.
Yes, Lord.
We're for life. We're for God. We're one nation under God. In God we trust is written, you know, across everything. It's our country's motto. Dear God, bring the trust back, Lord. End abortion, God, we ask. Yes. End abortion. Send revival, send a third great awakening, we ask in Jesus' name.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Chris, isn't abiding, spending time with the Lord, just an awesome thing?
Oh, it definitely is, isn't it? You know, abiding is something that's just totally changed my life. You know, there was a point in time that I didn't even think that I could hear from God. I didn't know that I could spend time with God and hear from him. And it's just amazing. And I can't tell you how many times that through abiding that God spoke to me something that morning that I needed that day. That was something that came up that God spoke to me and to be able to encourage somebody else, or it was to help me through a particular situation that I was, you know, that God knew that I was going to run into that day.
It's like a chain link event where God gives you a rhema word for that, a living, active, breathing word that it blesses you.
Exactly.
But it blesses another person.
Yes.
Another person. It's living and active.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And it's just, you know, it just continues. It just keeps going and going, you know.
It's exciting, isn't
it? It's very exciting.
We can do this for the rest of our lives.
Yes, the rest of our lives. And it's just, you know, to be able to commune with the creator of the universe.
Awesome.
You know, and he speaks to you, and he speaks to you clearly.
Right.
And he speaks to you the way that you hear.
Right.
You know, because, you know, we don't all hear the same way, but God knows, you know, how to speak to us. And
right.
And it's just awesome. It's just it's powerful. You know, it's life changing.
Yeah. When you abide with the Lord, like he talks about in John 15, you know, apart from abiding in him, we can accomplish nothing. When we do that at the beginning of our day, the day is nothing but amen instead of oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's already spoken to us about our day. Maybe you're thinking, yeah, I want that life. I want to be able to abide with God. Listen, we have a simple plan available for you right now. It's free. All you have to do is go to iabide.org. That's iabide.org and request your free plan today. Listen, you're called. And by the way, you can't do anything outside of abiding with the Lord. That's iabide.org.